I believe that there's no way around it. I mean, we live in the age of technology with computers, with everything else in the world, and I think you're hiding your head in the sand if you somehow think that the United States is going to prosper by isolating itself from the rest of the world. I feel, and I also feel, very patriotic. I served my country, and I believe in America, and I believe that in the United States that we can compete with anyone in the world. So why should we shy from it? We need to go out there and compete.
Martin Costumis of Public Radio. Just to follow up on that, though, the Reform Party's platform has come out, at least in what they regard, in favor of what they regard as fair trade. A lot of the Perot supporters especially believe that a lot of the deals that we negotiate in the spirit of free trade actually penalize the United States, that they're not on an even playing field. Do you agree at all with that point of view? Is there something to be said for that?
I always agree in fair free trade, naturally. If we haven't negotiated that, then let's blame our negotiators for it. You know, if they haven't gotten us a good deal, then they should be held accountable for it. But I'm a firm believer, yes, in fair and equal trade. That you, I'm a believer in a level playing field. That, pardon me? Do we have that? I think that's a maybe a utopian viewpoint, that you're never going to have it, per se, a completely level playing field, but I think that's one of the things you strive and work for, is to make it as level as you can so it's equal and fair throughout the whole world and that everyone's given the opportunity. But do we have it? Probably not. Could we ever? Probably not. But it's, again, it's what you strive for.